Welcome to FrontStretch.com Stock Car Scoop. I'm Brian Nolan. Here are three things you need to know. Number one, NASCAR announces Daytona Road Course Protocol. NASCAR made an official statement today, July 30th, regarding configurations, procedures, and protocol for the race weekend at Daytona International Speedway for the road course on August 15th and the 16th. Drivers are barred from running more than one race during the weekend, and a chicane will be added to the oval's turn four to slow the cars down entering the tri-oval. Aside from the additional chicane, the layout is the same for the IMSA WeatherTech Series Rolex 24 Hours at Daytona. The Cup Series will have the aforementioned high downforce 750 horsepower aero package, while there was no announcement for the Xfinity cars or the Gander RV and Outdoor Truck Series packages. The Truck Series race will run 44 laps, stages 12, 13, and 19. Xfinity Series race will run 52 laps, 15, 15, and 22. Cup race, well, that will be 65 laps, 15, 15, and 35. The ARCA Menards Series will start August 14th at 5 p.m. The Xfinity Series will be the next day at 3 p.m., and then the Truck Series will start out Sunday's action at noon Eastern with the Cup Series at 3 p.m. Eastern at Daytona International Speedway, the road course. Goodyear and General Tire both will be bringing rain tires to the event in case it rains. Number two, Perez tests positive for COVID. Sergio Perez has tested positive for the coronavirus, Formula One announced on Thursday, July 30th, after an inconclusive test. After the positive result, Perez is the first Formula One driver to contact the virus since the series returned in July. The diagnosis comes ahead of Formula One's event this weekend at England's Silverstone Circuit. The statement also outlined the positive test impact, stating that a full track and track initiative was completed and any close contact with Perez has been isolated. Perez has been racing in the series since 2011 and currently drives for Racing Point, and he has scored points in all three races so far, including 6 in both Spyberg races and 7th at the Hungarian. Number 3, Almirola, the pole for the Cup race. There is something about a random draw and the Eric Almirola. Almirola won the third pole by virtue of the random selection and his 10th top 5 starting spot since NASCAR returned amid the coronavirus pandemic and began the random draw process. Almirola will start on the pole for Sunday's race at Loudon. His teammate Kevin Harvick, who won last year's event at the tracks, is slated to start 7th. Denny Hamlin, last week's winner at Kansas, well, he drew the 2nd place spot. Chase Elliott, Brad Keselowski, and Kyle Busch round out the top 5. Clint Boyer, Harvick, Alex Bowman, Joey Logano, and Kurt Busch complete the top 10. The Foxwood Resort Casino's 301 will get underway shortly at 3 p.m. on Sunday, August the 2nd. That is it for this edition of FrontStretch.com Stock Car Scoop. For all the latest on Formula One, IndyCar, NASCAR, even the new auto racing series that will be coming out next week, check out FrontStretch.com. Also, we teased which former Cup Series crew chief will be helping Connor Daly at the Indianapolis 500. That will be Cole Pearn. Pearn, in a shocker, announced that with Ed Carpenter Racing. So he will be the lead engineer for Connor Daly's ride for the Indianapolis 500. Check out the article on FrontStretch.com. For all the latest here on FrontStretch, check out our Twitter at FrontStretch, as well as our Facebook, Facebook.com/FrontStretch. As well, follow us. Follow me on Twitter as well, at TheBrianNolan. And from all of us here at FrontStretch, stay healthy, stay safe, continue to social distance, and when in public, wear a mask.